You're listening to SBS News.
Amnesty International's annual report has highlighted the racial injustices fueled between countries during the coronavirus pandemic. A noticeable theme of greed and selfishness prevails in the report, which notes the goal of wealthy corporations and nations to help themselves get richer rather than care for the poor. The Human Rights Group reports several areas of concern in Australia, including the detention of children, racial injustices towards First Nations peoples, and Australia's notorious use of offshore detention facilities. Tim O'Brien from Amnesty International says once children are sent to prison at a young age, it becomes extremely difficult for them to turn their lives around.
Well, there are many things that Australia can do, but we know what works, particularly for kids, is not to put them in the quicksand of the justice system, because if they fall into that quicksand, it's very difficult to get out. Australia is one of the few countries in the world that locks up children as young as 10 years old, and there are 10-year-olds in jail tonight, and they will wake up tomorrow morning in prison. It's really not acceptable.
In the report, Amnesty International says the Australian government's target to reduce incarceration rates of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander adults by at least 15% was not met. While detention levels among Indigenous children dropped slightly, rates among First Nations adults increased. 26 Indigenous people were reported to have died in custody between July 2020 and June 2021, bringing the total number of deaths to at least 500 since the 1991 Royal Commission into Aboriginal deaths in custody. The Human Rights Group says no one has been held accountable for any of these deaths. Mr. O'Brien says the federal government also needs to improve its treatment of asylum seekers, such as those displaced from the military coup in Myanmar last year.
Ensuring their protection of rights of Indigenous people and the rights of people seeking asylum is absolutely essential, but we've seen a very generous response from Australia in relation to the crisis in Ukraine, welcoming in thousands of refugees from that country and contributing a significant amount of aid. They're really important steps, but we haven't seen those same sorts of responses to other crises that have emerged last year. Of course, a coup in Myanmar where more than 800,000 people are currently displaced. We've seen very few of those refugees resettled into Australia. We haven't seen very significant amounts of humanitarian aid go to assist them. We can certainly do a lot more.
Ian Rintoul from the Refugee Action Coalition says Australia is a pariah when it comes to the country's treatment of refugees.
There's no doubt that that Australia is a pariah as far as the international community is concerned, you know, upholding human rights of, you know, of refugees. It's been well understood for a long time, unfortunately, that the Australian government and successive governments have undermined the Refugee Convention, have undermined, you know, the global understanding and protocols, you know, that have applied to resettlement of, you know, people who are in need of, you know, of refugee protection. I mean, that's just the whole appalling story, which gets, you know, worse year by year.
Mr. Rintoul says whilst both the Liberal and Labor governments need to reform their approaches to offshore detention facilities, he argues there would be a significant improvement in rights for refugees if the Labor Party wins the upcoming election.
Look, there are two small things which the Labor Party is committed to. One is that they've said that the temporary protection visas and SHEVs, the fact that it's the asylum seekers in Australia who arrive by boat only get temporary protection, will change. They will be given permanent visas. That will make an enormous difference to many thousands of people who had to live a very subsistent existence and a very uncertain existence in Australia on temporary visas. That will change. They've said that they will allow the Bilawila family to go back to Bilawila.
Other pressing issues raised by Amnesty International include the Australian government's continuing support for coal and gas projects which violate Indigenous people's land rights and work against carbon emission reduction targets under the Paris Agreement. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.